I feel delicate today. That's delicate.
You look rubbish.
Do I? Mm. You look rubbish, though, to be fair. And you've had a good night's sleep.
I know, and I didn't go anywhere last night.
No, I feel awful. I think it's because, and I hate to go on about this again, man flu really affected me last night. I tried to get rid of the man flu by drinking 7 pints of Heineken. But that man flu is stronger than I thought.
You're feeling rough because you were on the ale all day.
No, I wasn't.
Were you not?
No,
I thought you started, I thought it was a matinee start.
No, no, I started about 7:30.
Oh, okay.
No tea. That was very clever. But anyway, so I come into work and I'm a little bit delicate. The car firm, right, where I get my car in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the phone. Hello? Yes, we have a driver outside and he's late for another job. Hello? Shut up. One of those conversations. Who's that? Right. And I get into work, the driver doesn't say much to me. Well, to be fair, I don't think he speaks English. And I was sitting there driving to work. And I'm thinking, do you know what? I'm a little bit delicate. And I don't know how I'm going to get through the morning. But then Rachel saves me. First thing I see, she's having a row with the engineer. Yes!
Can you just fix it, please? I don't want to talk to you and waste my time. Just fix the machine. Do you know, I'm not very happy because I phoned for this problem an hour ago and you guys have just turned up. And to be honest, you don't know what you're doing. So fix it now. Rubbish.
But he says, what's the problem? She goes, it's the same problem I told you about upstairs.
So here's the engineer, right? Sorry to talk so much, but I'm drunk. The engineer goes, so the problem is...
Yes, the problem is exactly what I explained to you the problem is. So clean your ears out, cloth head, and listen.
Can I just say?
Yes.
I don't speak like that.
Yes, you do speak like that. So what would you like to say to the engineers if they're listening?
Exactly the same, but not with that accent.
There you go. Chris Moyle Show. Everybody. Yes. So crazy right now. Most incredibly. Couple of text messages coming in, Dave. Apparently, booze makes man flu worse.
Yeah. No way.
Why didn't someone tell me that last night? Text message comes in, Dave.
Saying what?
Sorry, guys, but another bloody show starting with man flu and boozing has lost you a listener, Steve Luton.
Bye.
See ya. You're from Luton. Doesn't really count, does it? Let's be honest. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for all your help and support. We're really going to miss you. Feel free to come back at any time. The door will always be open for you. You'll be our prodigal listener. But that said, if you do feel the time is right for you to move on to other things and try out new shows, I understand. I mean, you know, it's that kind of time where if you want to experiment with other breakfast DJs, that's fine. So good luck to you. And whatever you do, trust me, please, we won't slag the hell out of you. Once you've switched off. Okay. All right, there you go. You'll never, ever switch off now. Ever again. Just call him up. Ask him where he, you know...
Where he's going.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, ask him where he's going and where he thinks we're going wrong.
Mm.
No, he can critique the show.
Give us an honest opinion.
Yeah. I like that. Anyway, for the rest of us, we'll play The Darkness in just a few seconds after we get some news and support from Dom and Jules. It's 7 o'clock.
A video is released of the British hostage in Iraq asking for help to save him.
In sport, Bournemouth dumped Blackburn out of the Carling Cup.
BBC Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 7:05.
You should see the text messages. Someone texted in going, forget about the man from Luton, you just gained a listener. Hi, good morning. So there's like a battle.
Are we in credit then now?
Let's have a look.
Well, okay. Are we one down and one up or two up?
Forget Sado from Luton, I think you're great. Chris in Maidstone, so there you go.
Yeah, plus one.
Steve was an idiot. He can't call himself a man if he's not interested in man flu or hangovers. What a... And I can't say what word he said, but it's a great word.
Is it Jesse?
It's something that you ring and it's not the beginning.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah. I'm off too. This show is appalling. Jeremy in Milton Keynes. Again, Milton Keynes, you see?
Mm.
It's not like we're losing somebody from Cambridge, is it? You know, we're losing somebody from Milton Keynes. Go to the point. That's a Milton Keynes, by the way. That was like a Milton Keynes put down. A local put down.
What's the point?
It's where they have Pizza Hut and the cinema.
Alright.
Yeah. Mm. And arcades. Mm. For all the chavs to go and play with their knock-off Burberry caps.
Morning Milton Keynes, 7 minutes past 7.
Mm. Seriously, no, to be fair, I used to live there, and it's a hellhole. But, that said, all the people who live there are nice. Well, some of them are nice.
Mm.
They have concrete cows and roundabouts, and everyone goes on about concrete cows and roundabouts. Mm. And there is more to Milton Keynes than that. For a start, microphone off, there's a... So... That would have been a great line on the air, wouldn't it?
I think you've turned it around now. You're kind of, yeah.
No, do you know, actually, I enjoyed living there. I thought it was all right. Junction 14 of the M1. Here were their directions to my house, right? If you're coming down from the north, from Leeds or wherever, Junction 14 of the M1, okay? When you come off Junction 14, take a right. When you get to the roundabout, class that as roundabout number 1, okay? At the 14th roundabout, turn left.
Nice.
And then turn right, then turn left again, and my house is just down there.
Right. You'd have to come off at Junction 14 before you took the right, wouldn't you? Otherwise, if you took a right at Junction 14, you'd go in the fast lane.
Did I forget to say that, mate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's why, then.
Mm.
Anyway. So, in answer to your question that you asked after the news, I can't remember.
Good morning, Britain. It's time to rise and shine. Make a cup of coffee or pour a glass of wine. Switch off your alarm clock. Your bed feels so warm.
It's 7:08.
Brilliant.
I can't get rid of you.
Seriously, concrete cows. They're cows made out of concrete.
On the roundabouts.
Do we get much abuse from Milton Keynes people?
I don't know, because my text thing isn't working.
Oh, isn't it?
No.
That means the whole of Milton Keynes has been texting in going, I say, old boy, there's no need to slag off the old MK. We have the National Hockey Stadium here, which, by the way, is about the size of this studio.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, man, it's tiny. But it's near McDonald's.
Is that on a roundabout as well?
Everything's on a roundabout in Milton Keynes. However, that said, I lived there. I lived in Milton Keynes for a year. And it's actually, it makes a lot of sense. Because everything, it's very easy to get anywhere in Milton Keynes.
Are you going
to
talk about the grid system again?
Yeah. Well, sorry, what, do I bore you with
no.
it? No. So I bore you with tales of the grid system. Oh, here he goes again.
Vertical, horizontal.
It's all V4 and H6.
Mm-hmm.
Right, well, fine, I won't talk about it then. Forget about that.
Well, no, I didn't mean that. Oh. I didn't mean to be rude.
Let's talk about the Everton penalty shootout instead, shall we? 7:16. Good morning from Radio 1. We'll talk Everton later, Dave, don't you worry.
Okay.
Maroon 5.
Beauty queen of only 18, she had some trouble with...
Maroon 5 and Shield Beloved at Radio 1. A lot of text messages coming in on 81199. A lot of people for Milton Keynes, a lot of people against Milton Keynes. A lot of people, like me, really couldn't care less about Milton Keynes. All right, in no particular order, just to let you know, Chris, that the concrete cows are no longer there. From Sarah in Cheltenham, originally from MK.
What did they signify exactly?
Hey?
Concrete cows? What were they there for?
No idea.
I think it was the convergence of country and town.
Was it?
I've no idea. Sounds good though.
I like that. The grid is based on Sacramento. There you go. That's the... Well, I thought it was San Francisco. But anyway. Sarah in Shrewsbury says the houses in Milton Keynes look like washing machines.
Why?
I don't know.
They have a big hole in the front.
Claire has texted in. Oh, you're ratty today, Claire. Stop slagging off Milton Keynes. I can't beat Rude Word to listen to ya anymore. You're at Rude Word. I've lived here all my life. Claire from MK. Claire, I understand your problem. It's fine, my darling. Just move. I'm a geography teacher and I find the grid system fascinating. Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
But apparently, yesterday, the country cows moved to the hockey stadium. So, I don't know what's going on there. And then my favourite text message so far from Jamie, a Milton Keener, that's what he's put, shut it, you gays. So there you go.
Well, there you go.
Thanks, Jamie.
That settles the argument.
Not actually gay, but, you know, thanks anyway.
Nor me or Dominic.
No.
We both have girls.
Wives.
Married wife.
Right, on the text message, please, stop about Milton Keynes and get ready to do buzz on or buzz off to 81199. Right?
Yep.
81199, either buzz on or buzz off. I think you'll like today's tune. From my CD collection at home, you will not believe it, but this track is 8 years old. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
'96. Isn't that scary?
It's very scary, actually. This is brilliant.
81199, buzz on or buzz off. Go!
Bad boy, bad boy, dodging on the angel boy. In the doorway, boy, she was a lipstick boy. She was a beautiful boy, and tears boy. And all in your inner space, boy. I had handcuffs, boy, and steel, boy. I had chemicals, boy. I'm close to you, boy. She said, come over, come over. She smiled at you.
This rubbish. Because bar this bit, there is no tune.
Mm.
It's just noise.
Well, it's a great noise.
It's brilliant. one of the highest percentages ever for Buzz On, 91%.
It's a landslide.
I am telling you, they love it.
Rachel Buzz.
Oh, Dave Buzz.
Don Buzz.
And listen Buzz. It's Underworld and Born Slippy. So anyway, one big weekend.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, I'm there. I go to the tent two to see Groove Armada, mm-hmm. and a guy comes up to me and goes, "Chris, I don't know if you remember, but I got very drunk with you one night in Newcastle in the hotel." And I've gone, "I remember that. How are you?" And he's gone, "Yeah, I'm all right." I said, "God, that was a few years ago. It was when I did the Tube, the Millennium Tube."
That was 99, wasn't it?
And I said, "How are you? You doing all right?" He goes, "Yeah, yeah, you." He goes, "Do you remember?" I said, "Yeah." And there was yourself, and there was that big fella from, and that fella made that noise. He said, "Yeah, that was just like him." And I said, "It was the fella from Global Underground."
Right.
Is it Global Underground? Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
Anyway, so him. So we're chatting away, and I said, "Anyway, great. What are you doing here?" And he goes, I'm DJing later.
Global Gathering.
No. What's the label? It's Global Underground, isn't it? The dance label.
Okay. Think so.
Thought you were into your dance music, Rachel.
I am.
You're so rubbish. Anyway.
I don't know if you're talking about an event.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
So anyway, chatting with him, and I thought he was in Underworld. Right?
Right.
Anyway, so he said, "Yeah, I'm DJing later." So it's all right then, no worries. See you later, bye. Don't know his name. So I have a look at the lineup, and I'm like, well, he said he's DJing later. And it was Darren Emerson. And I never knew that. And I met him before.
He was in Underworld.
I never knew that either. Mm-hmm. I said to someone, I went, "That fella that I just met, right? I thought he was in Underworld. He said he's headlining tonight. I've looked on the list. It's Darren Emerson headlining." Yeah, because that's Darren Emerson. Well, the fellow I spoke to. Well, he's a liar, because he said he was part of Underworld. Yeah, he was, Chris. Right.
Wasn't he half
I know
Underworld.
Nothing about dad's music at all.
He was one third, wasn't he?
Was he third or half?
Wasn't there a Carl
Hyde
as well?
Carl Hyde, who is from just up the road in Kidderminster, yeah.
Right.
And Darren Evanson.
Barry Evanson. Who?
What?
Barry Evans was in Underworld.
Another bloke.
And another bloke. Yeah. There you go. Beautiful. And there'll be more on the history of dance at the same time next week. Yes?
And Darren Emerson's record label is underwater.
There you go. Big. Why has there been a leak?
Big. Weekend. On radio.
Big weekend!
Only on BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
News Beat.
One big weekend, it was great.
It was great.
Oh, hello. Where
hello.
Are there you
it
are.
Was great.
It was great. Mm. What was your highlight?
Performing.
What, with mouldy looking stage?
Yeah.
They were brilliant.
They were brilliant.
You know, you can see the highlights at Radio 1
online.
Of The Stain and all the other bands. And Gemini with Scott Mills.
That was my second highlight.
Wasn't it? Jules, did you enjoy that?
Oh, it's classic.
I missed it, but apparently they were great.
They brought the tent down.
Mm.
They're two fit twins, aren't they? And they've got voices like angels. Mm.
Dance moves were just fantastic.
I missed out on it. Anyway, go to Radio 1 Online and have a little look. We'll play Green Day and Sean Paul in a second. Let's get some news from Dominic at 7:30.
And our main story this morning, the kidnappers holding the British engineer Ken Bigley have released a video of him asking Tony Blair to help save his life.
I don't care what you say, it's a brilliant track. It's Green Day and American Idiot at 7:41 in the morning.
This is Secret Student.
Hello, Secret Student.
Good morning, Chris.
Ooh. Rough as a bag of knackers, you sound.
Yes, well, I feel even rougher, so.
Did we just wake you up then?
Yes, you did, yeah.
What was last night? Talk to us about it.
Good evening, actually. Very good evening. So.
Good morning, is what we like to say.
Yes, that'll be the one.
You sound like I did when I started the show.
Well, I'm feeling very rough. Worse for the weather. Okay.
So yet another big party last night on campus? Yeah.
No, it wasn't on campus last night. It was a huge club in town.
Ah.
One of these places with different rooms and genres and music and...
It's a club.
Very cheap alcohol, yeah.
Yeah, nightclub, yeah. That's what we do.
So what time did you get in then, Secret Man?
Well, I didn't get back too late, but then we went and had a drinking session in another flat, which lasted very late.
What time did you get to bed?
Oh, God knows. No idea. I was too drunk to notice.
What were you drinking?
Mainly beer. I wasn't mixing the drinks last night because I knew that I'd be woken up this morning.
Very good. Very clever.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I like to see this because we're getting an insight into the, you know, a genuine student life. Yeah. So far, missed your first session with your tutor, and you've been on the lash every night.
Yeah. Well, no, last night was the first night I've really been very intoxicated. The other nights I've just had a few.
When was the last time you did 24 hours without any alcohol?
Probably the day before I came to university.
Right. Okay.
It's fair to say for most people, Freshers' Week is just a blur, though, isn't it? And you're sort of going along that route now.
Well, last night was the only vague blur. The other nights I've kept a fairly straight head. So.
What were the women like in the club last night?
There was too many good-looking ones to count on one hand.
Really?
Yeah.
So where you've gone, and we don't know obviously whereabouts in the UK you are, but where you've gone, would you say it's a bit of a babe fest?
Well, there's a large ratio of women to men.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay, good.
That could be a clue, you see.
Could be a clue, but probably not a clue. So what's your plan for today then, secret student?
My plan is to go and register for my last seminar and then go back to sleep.
Okay. Have you registered for all your societies?
I have, however, the three-barreled one I couldn't find yesterday.
Oh, I'll give over.
You're such a liar.
Well, I have actually got the number of another society, which is kind of influenced by that one, who will put me onto them, so I'm doing the business.
Or not, as the case is.
Yeah. Be careful what you say to them about doing the business.
Yeah.
By the way, everybody on the text messages yesterday sussed out which society we're referring to, even though we haven't mentioned it at all.
Fair enough.
Okay, fair enough. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right, so, today then, obviously, you've got to do all those things. And then tonight, what's the story?
Tonight, I'm not sure whether these societies start yet. However, there could be another drinking night or it could be a society night. But I was feeling it in the pocket after these last 4 days of partying heavily.
So, you do sound very delicate this morning.
Yeah.
I want to keep you on because you're making me sound sober.
I like to do my best.
Okay. How's the secret of being a secret student going? Is it getting more difficult?
I wouldn't say it was getting that difficult at all. I've not really had any problems with it yet.
All right, okay. Yeah. Well, listen, thank you very much, secret student, and we will talk to you tomorrow. I'll let you go back to sleep.
All right, thank you very much,
Chris. Good luck with today.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
He is a student somewhere in the UK, but we don't know where. And we don't know his name.
Nope. He does make you sound sober, though, that's true. You sound great compared to him.
How good do I sound now after
that? You sound really perky.
Chris.
Dear. And we'll do it again tomorrow at the same time. But where in the UK is he? Play. Thank you. 7:46 in the morning. This is BBC Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. This is my friend Dave.
Good morning.
This is Rachel.
Morning.
And this is the new singer from Travis. It's called Walking in the Sun.
I was walking along in the sun.
I've got to say, and I love Travis to bits, but I think it's a bit of a nothing song. I really do.
First time I've heard it, to be honest with you, I'd need to hear it again.
The end of it sounds like it's kicking in, but it's just, you know, it's no Driftwood, is it? However, they do have greatest hits coming out, so that's just one of those songs doing the greatest hits, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes out soon.
Good.
I believe.
1st of November.
1st of November.
The album. How do you know these things, Rachel? You're so good.
Because I do.
Well, yeah.
You should be like a producer or something.
Well, I'm just saying, Rachel.
DVD as well.
I'm just saying, you're actually looking very nice today.
Thank you. This is my new top. I bought this yesterday and my new boots.
I like it.
Purchased in Birmingham.
And by the way, what cracking boots you have.
Thank you.
You look quite feminine today.
Namone was jealous. Namone was jealous of your boots.
That's quite a compliment. Because she always looks nice.
Yes, I like the top. Where's it from? Topshop?
No.
Warehouse?
The one opposite Topshop.
Oasis?
No.
Henny's?
Opposite Topshop?
Maybe.
Henny's? Do you not know your ladies' fashion, Dave?
Well, I do. I know most of them. This new look, all them.
Henny's, H&M.
This is my wardrobe for the new season.
I like it. Although if you do, and I can say this to some friend, it does make you look like you have massive breasts.
Mm.
But that's good.
Mm. Because then balanced with the nice long boots is a good look. You know, everything's in proportion.
And Rach, you know, your little tiny delicate feminine shoulders are sticking out of the top.
Do you think I have feminine shoulders? Mm.
Yeah. You do now. See, I mean, you used to look like an American footballer, but now you look very feminine. But I you know, I've got to say, I also like your hair today. And you're going to tell me now, you didn't wash it this morning. No, I really do. I really do. It looks curlier than it was yesterday.
I couldn't find my hairbrush this morning.
I like it.
You look good with a ponytail.
Yeah.
You are definitely ill.
No.
Definitely.
Honestly.
I'm still drunk. Honestly, right, so I think you look beautiful, you and your twin sisters.
We're like the Trini and Susanna of Radio 1, Steve.
Which one are you?
Trini.
Right, I'll be Susanna. I've never seen that show ever
have
in my
not?
Life.
I haven't either, but I've heard of them.
The only thing I know about them is the Bo Selector sketch. That they just kiss each other and touch it. Well, anyway. So, but I think you look great.
Thank you, Chris.
A pleasure.
Me too.
Yeah. If you'd like to check where Rachel Ouch is on the webcam this morning, www.bbc.co.uk/radio1, click on the webcam and enjoy that lovely top.
And the kinky boots.
I don't believe you.
What? You do look nice.
All right, you look like a sack of crap.
This is Radio 1.
Chris.
It's Radio 1.
Can I just say, it's one of the greatest radio lineups in the history of broadcasting. Everybody else is rubbish. Joe Wiley, sexy, likes her music from 10. Colin and Edith, gorgeous, sexy, talented woman with irritating man. And Scott Mills from 4 o'clock. Does life get any better than that? Well, yes, probably.
Looking back,
7:52.
I know I was walking around in disguise.
It's Lola's theme, Shapeshifters, from Radio 1. It's 5 to 8 in the morning. So a lot of people trying to work out where Secret Student is, and which you and he is at. We don't know, do we?
No, honestly, we don't know.
You don't even know his name.
I don't know his name, and I don't know where he is, for fear of letting something slip.
I think I know his name, but not 100% sure where he is.
A lot of people think they know where he might be, but they could well be wrong.
The idea is we're going to check in with him like over the next few years about uni life and get a proper insight into the life of your average, granted, being on national radio occasionally, student.
Which at the moment seems to just entail sort of nights down the union getting plastered.
Yeah. You know, so I think he's portraying students quite rightly.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he's just started this week, and yeah, it's just all parties and stuff. But as you know, as the months roll on...
He'll start doing some work, hopefully.
Yeah. I can't wait till he gets laid. It's going to be great.
Good morning, Christian. I got off with some bird last night. Where is she? She's lying next to me.
That's going to be great.
It's not going to keep it much of a secret, though, is it?
Well, no, that's true.
Major flaw in our plan.
That's that said, I don't know if he's straight or gay.
He could be anything.
Mm.
We're Broadchurch.
What?
Pardon?
Anyway, more tomorrow, maybe, at 7:57.
Now don't you believe me?
The Trills!
Or can't you see I'm full eyes? Or some...
Top track, Thrills, and Whatever Happened to Corey Haim. Have you listened to the album again, Rachel?
Not yet.
Okay, you're a bit not sure about track one.
No.
Trust me, it's a grower.
Okay.
All right? Go with it.
I'll listen today.
There you go. What should we do next, Dave?
I don't know, we could talk about sandwiches or something.
We need to do a sandwich update, actually. I'm afraid that's very important. A sandwich filler update coming up.
Butty news.
Are we going to talk to Longman, Rachel?
Okay, he was good yesterday.
Oh, hey, there's
are you warming to him now, aren't you?
There's a bit of love for Longman coming from the Rachel. We know there's some coming from the Juliet.
Eastbit.
Juliet fancies Longman.
First impressions, he's good. Yeah.
You've got no chance, though, by the way. Sorry. To
story of my life.
Yeah, he's gay. He's gay.
You know he's called Longman because he's tall as well, isn't
he?
Nothing else.
He's not gay, by the way. Well, not that there's anything wrong with that, but I just thought. Yeah. Otherwise, his missus will batter me. Anyway, so we'll talk to him later. We'll have a big sandwich shop montage. And Natasha Bedingfield and the Chili Peppers coming up after we get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. 1:08.
A video is released of the British hostage in Iraq asking for help to save him.
And in sport, the Cherries leave Rovers red-faced.
BBC Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Radio 1 Newsbeat's now exactly 8:05.
It's now exactly 8:05.
Just said that.
I like that. So yesterday we spoke to Longman. We had a very bizarre hour-long conversation about sandwiches and what you can put in sandwiches. And basically the bottom line is anything and everything.
Anything goes.
Yeah. So we phoned Longman and his sandwich shop, which I still believe should be called Longman Presents Buttylicious. Mm. That should be the full name of the shop.
Not like Wood Lane Stores or whatever it is.
But it is on Wood Lane, though.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, so he agreed he would put it on the specials menu. That's the Chris Moyles Show Chicken Curry and Rice Sandwich. Everybody in the UK took part. It was a result.
Hi, it's Ian from the Big Box in Perth. The chicken curry special is put on today. We've called it the Moyles Mouthful, and it has gone down a storm. We've sold 10 so far, and we're thinking of making it the daily special every day.
Hi, I'm Vicky. I've got a sandwich round called Vicky's Big Baps in Fakenham. The chicken curry sandwich you said about this morning has gone down really well, and I'm looking forward to some more ideas. Thanks very much, Chris, and everyone at Radio 1.
Hi, this is Tom from George's Sandwich Bar in St Austell in Cornwall. Vicky in the shop in the hairdresser's next door has requested that I put on Chris Moyles' chicken and curry rice sandwich on the menu, and we're thinking about doing it tomorrow. We'll let you know how we get on.
Brilliant. You see, the whole nation's...
We salute you.
Nations. We also got an email from a guy in America who works in a sandwich store, and they were going to put it on their special, and he was in... he was in Washington State.
Yes, and I can't remember the name of the place. You did say it yesterday.
I did say yesterday, and I can't remember. It was something like, it was somewhere like that.
Yeah, so they were like, what? Cool.
You know these American places. It doesn't matter. However, should we do that? We haven't done that for ages, actually.
What, talk to Americans?
Well, talk to Americans and talk to everyone around the world. If you're currently listening online, live, as in it's now coming up to 8:07 GMT. No, just got a headache. Then why not email into the show and say, hello, I'm listening in, wherever you are, and give us your phone number. We might call you up. So, outside of the UK, please, don't do it if you're in Barnsley, because that's a bit obvious. 087, no, hello, chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. So, if you're listening on the website, go to email the show or something. What do you do? Is there a button you press, Rach?
Just go into email and put chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk.
Well, yeah, that's kind
that's of the easiest way, surely.
Chris.moyles, yeah. It's just under my face on my page. It's contact the show. Email chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. Do it now, and by the end of the two songs, I want a big list of people listening around the world. Right?
Yep.
Good.
Now that Moyles is a success, you'll get a bigger head. Wear lots of fancy suits and spend his weekend stuck in bed. He'll buy a car, a great big yacht, a villa in Mallorca. But nothing really changes, cause he's still a big fat porker. The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1.
These words are my own.
Just to read through. Chili Peppers, Can't Stop. It's exactly 8:16, so you have 4 minutes if you want to catch the 8:20 bus.
But if you're on the 8:15 bus, you've missed it.
Yeah, unless it's running late again.
The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio.
Last night I went out with my friend for a couple of jars. Our friend from Liverpool.
Mm-hmm. Is he well?
He's Welsh, I thought you were going to say.
Is he Welsh? I said, is he well?
He is Welsh, though. He is very well. And I can say who it is, can't I? I don't think it's a big secret.
I don't think there's a problem with that.
All diehard Evertonians will know him as the man on the pitch.
The announcer.
Yeah. He does the warm-up in the half-times at Goodison.
He's very good.
And he's called Sean, he's the top man, and we were out last night, and because of Sean, I spoke to a friend of mine. Well, so, he is a friend, even though I haven't spoken to him for 12 years.
Who is that? Can you say who that is?
Yes. His name is Mike Hollis. Happy Hollis.
Right.
And I worked with him 12 years ago, when I was out in Luxembourg, living in the lovely duchy that is Luxembourg. And I phoned him last night and said hello. And I said, how are you? And he goes, I'm all right. I said, do you know who this is? And he goes, no. And I gave him a little clue and he goes, oh, bloody hell, Chris Moyles, how are you, mate?
Is he from Birmingham?
Huh?
Is he from Birmingham?
No. Czechoslovakia. That was the accent there, Dave. And I spoke to his missus. His missus came on the phone and said, why didn't you stay in ours when you came to Kidderminster the other week? We're only 5 miles down the road. And I said, I'm sorry, that was just noise. And his son, right, Matty, right? Like, when I saw him, he was just a boy. A little boy in a T-shirt saying, when I grow up, I want to play for the Baggies. And now, he's a strapping 15-year-old.
Is he?
Yeah. So, hello, Matty, if you're listening. And hello to Happy Hollis and the whole Hollis family.
That's a nice story.
You're doing well for yourself, aren't you, mate? I'm not doing too bad, is it? Anyway, so there you go. Just, I thought I'd abuse my position and say hello to Happy Hollis.
It's good to talk.
He's a legend. A legend, mate. Seriously.
And he can drink,
can he? We all looked up to him when we were in Luxembourg. Not because, you know, not because he was older and wiser and could
is
drink.
Is he tall?
What?
Is he tall?
No, he had a Porsche.
Oh.
Seriously, a white Porsche. 92, you know, in Luxembourg. Man, he was the man.
You had a white Clio, didn't you? Was it red?
It was red,
oh.
My Clio. There's nothing wrong with my Clio, my friend. It's gone now.
Has it?
Yeah, sold it. I think Dad sold it for £400.
Did quite good, Nick, that.
It's a great 1.9 diesel. Seriously, 0 to 40 in about 2 seconds, 0 to 60 about a minute and a half. But it was good, you know. Anyway, why do we get to that?
Don't know. Are we talking international listeners?
Yes. Are you listening online somewhere outside of the UK on the internet?
We've had loads and loads of people emailing in after your appeal just a few minutes ago. Do you want some of these?
Yes, please.
Hellos then to the following people, such as Daniel listening in St. Lucia.
St. Lucia, really?
Yeah.
Hello, Daniel. St. Lucia's lovely.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Gigi listening in Cape Town, South Africa. Good
hello,
morning to you.
South Africa. Diplomatic immunity. It's from the Lethal Weapon movie.
Andy from Sydney, Australia. Good morning to you.
See, now, I'll never get to Australia.
Because it's too far for
too
you.
Too far for me
it?
On a plane, yeah.
Can we not drug you like Mr. T?
No, he wasn't drugged. He was hypnotised.
Right.
I ain't getting on no damn aeroplane, fool.
Hello to Ant in Lausanne, Switzerland, listening to us this morning. Hello to Suzanne in Japan.
Suzanne in Japan.
Suzanne in Japan. Jason in Adelaide, South Australia.
Suzanne in Japan.
Brendan Turner from Calgary, Alberta in Canada.
Hello, Brendan.
Leanne listening in a kibbutz, in Israel.
A kibbutz?
A kibbutz.
Right.
Hello, Chris. This is from Ted in Tokyo.
Seriously, we've got loads.
Yep.
These are all real?
All real, I swear to you. Fiona in San Diego, California.
Ah, hello, Fiona.
Johnny in Northern Sweden, listening on the internet.
Is he in a place that you can't pronounce?
I was just trying to work out whether that's the name of the place or that's a surname. I'm on a university exchange. Oh, Lulea in the north of Sweden.
Right, nice.
But he's actually from Orkney originally. That's Johnny Mason. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning to Lee Squire on the west coast of France. Good morning to Valan, it looks like, in Hong Kong. Good morning to Harry Hart in Borneo.
Okay, that'll do.
That'll do for now.
What we should do is we should get two callers up from different sides of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have a chat, and we should make them friends.
Okay.
Do you like that?
International, not pen pals, obviously, but sort of chat pals.
So you've got maybe a woman in San Diego.
Yeah, and then someone else in Borneo or somewhere.
Yeah, or Sydney.
Mm.
Do you like that?
I like that.
And that'd be great, because if they get on, they'll never be able to phone each other, because it's different times of the day. They'll only be able to ring each other when one of them is drunk.
It is true.
I love that you're here, hello. I like that.
It's a nice global feature.
People around the world are choosing Radio 1. Thank you. I was going to say to wake up, but of course, you know...
They might be going to bed, I think. What time is it in Australia? Is it night time, isn't it, now?
About 5 o'clock.
What, in the afternoon?
Is it?
In Sydney. I've just spoken to somebody.
Have you?
And he said it's 5:15. Well, it's 5:21 now.
5:21. Modern technology. Isn't it great? Right, 8:22, this is a new song from Christina Milian.
Oh, once again it's on, and we gon' ride out once again till dawn.
Okay. Christina Milian. And Joe Budden, or as it says on my computer screen, Joe Budda.
It's not Budda though, is
no,
it?
No, no. Whatever you want. I like that.
It's all right,
no. Yeah, comes out a week on Monday. Hello, Fiona.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very tired.
Why are you so tired?
It's been a long day at work.
Has it? What do you do?
I work for a biotech company in San Diego.
Wow, I used to do that.
Did you?
No, not really.
Biotech? What's that?
It's kind of a mixture between technology and biology.
Wow. Hence the name biotech.
Yeah.
Clever, really.
That's brilliant. And whereabouts in the world are you, Fiona?
In San Diego.
Wow.
Yay.
Where are you from originally, Fee?
Melksham. It's a little town in Wiltshire.
That's beautiful. And when did you go out to America?
5 years ago.
Okay. Why did you go there?
Job.
Okay.
More money.
Have you met an American man?
No, unfortunately, no American men.
Why? Are the old dogs in San Diego?
Quite a few of them, yeah. They seem to get married really young, too.
Do they?
You need a good British man out there. That's what you need.
I do, yeah. I had one the other weekend when I was back for a wedding, but he's still in England.
So you had one. You maybe found one.
I found one, right. Yes, that's what I meant.
I think she meant she had one.
Had one.
Yeah. And you listen, you sit at your desk and you listen to the show?
I do.
All right, what time is it there now?
It is 12:30.
And you're still at work?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Psycho, no life.
What time are you meant to leave?
I was meant to leave at 7.
Oh my God.
They're paying you overtime?
No salary.
I'd have been out there a minute past 7. Can you work a little longer? Do I get paid? No, see you later. See you in the morning, bye.
I got free dinner, so...
That's not good enough, Fiona.
It's not good enough, no.
Fiona, presumably you work in an office full of Americans, do you?
Yes.
And have you got them listening to us on the internet as well, or do they just think we're a noise?
Well, I actually put it on in the lab, so in the morning when I come in. I always put Radio 1 on.
And do they understand us or not?
So, some of them do.
Right.
It depends. Some of them have kind of got an English sense of humour.
Right.
But not all of them.
No.
Right.
Well, they're Yankee Doodles. It can't be helped.
Yes.
They're not as bright as us.
There's a mixture.
Okay, all right. Hang on there for 1 second, Fiona, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, Shirley.
Hello?
How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
I can barely hear you.
Well, we can hear you. So, Shirley, where are you?
I'm in Taipei, Taiwan.
Wow!
Far, isn't it?
Shirley, say hello to Fiona.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great.
Right, she obviously doesn't like you. She said, how are you doing, Shirley?
I'm good.
Right,
yes.
Okay. This isn't working as well as I thought, I must be honest.
Shirley, what time is it in Taipei at the moment?
I think it's nearly 3:30 in the afternoon.
Wow. And how long have you been out there?
I'm supposed to be sitting on my desk and draw at the same time, you know, but it's hard to come to my room.
Right.
You, you know.
No idea what she's saying. And that's great. And so, we have somebody in San Diego and somebody in Taiwan. You two could be friends.
Yay!
Bye.
Yeah, I kind of get the feeling of maybe Fiona's a little bit more excited by that idea than Shirley.
A little bit more sleep deprived.
Yeah. Well, Shirley, it was lovely talking to you.
Oh, it's nice talking to you. Well, I can better hear you, though.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Bye.
Okay, good. Fiona?
Yes.
For the rest of the show, you will be our international listener.
Okay.
And were you planning to leave work shortly, or have you still got to work there for a little bit longer?
I've got about another hour to go.
That's dreadful. Well, listen, we've got some news and sport coming your way, and then lots of popular records from bands like Razorlight and Avril Lavigne.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye.
Bye. There you go. All the way from San Diego. Down.
Hands across the world.
See, that link would have been brilliant if it had worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, the idea was lady in San Diego, lady in Taiwan, who got the sort of word she was saying, and then, you know, we all become friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't work, though.
No.
But it would have been great.
Maybe we could fix Fiona up with an international man.
I think Fiona sounds quite fit.
She does, actually.
Do you know what I mean? You know, and that'd be great. It'd be like nylon, right? But but she's not in New York, so it'd be like Sanlon.
Yeah.
Which sounds like some kind of ointment.
Or Sanpei.
Do you know what I mean? Sanpei.
Well, it's Taipei and San Diego, you see?
No, I'm thinking if I was
oh, you.
Dating Fiona.
Right, Sanlon. They just sound like pile cream, doesn't it?
Yeah. Cheers, David. BBC Radio 1 News Beat.
I really don't want that thought going around in my head now, if you don't mind. Right, so we'll play Khaleesi and Razorlight in a second. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:30.
And our main story this morning, the kidnappers holding the British engineer Ken Bigley have released a video of him asking Tony Blair to help save his life.
Ouch! The time is 8:34 as paper flies around the studio.
Dom's got the lurgy.
Rachel gave me the lurgy during the sport, which is highly unprofessional.
Funny, though.
Maybe funny, but highly unprofessional. We don't condone that.
What's that smell?
Oh, God. I think it's Dom lurgy. Hey, Dominic.
Jackpot.
Yes.
Right, it's between the eyes.
It's rolled up paper wars.
I tell you what, though.
Ooh! You missed.
I know.
And it was a double-barreled throw as well.
It was pathetic.
Well, that's fine. If you're going to do that, then, my friend...
I have no choice. Come on, let's just settle down, behave. It's a professional studio. You know what I mean?
Ooh. Stop it now! Oh!
Still 8:35.
It's 8:35 on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Today. I'm Chris Moyles. It's paper fights, everybody. Right, stop now! Thank you. Your children. So childish.
Should we have a tiggy truce?
Who's got the lurgy, by the way? Dominic has got the lurgy.
Yeah, apparently.
I think you should go out the street and give a random stranger walking past the building the lurgy.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah,
but they'll have it forever, though, that's the thing.
Yeah, because they can't get in, because they won't have a BBC pass.
Exactly. Security, they won't get past Billy.
Well, they could do. But, you know, they could get past his afro.
And his Burberry cap.
Full flavour behaviour going on with him this morning. You see his hair.
Man. The guy needs help. He's obviously got no mirrors in that house. But yeah, no, lurgy's good. Go out and give somebody on the street the lurgy. Are you up for that?
Yeah, I'm up for that,
that'd
yeah.
Be funny, nice.
BBC journalist, of course.
Yeah. 8:36, good morning. Tomorrow I've got the first play on Radio 1 of the new U2 single. You pleased by that?
Very excited.
Oh, sorry.
I'm even very excited, yeah.
Jules, do you like U2?
Sometimes.
That's great. I'm glad I asked you. So, anyway, a big exclusive on the show tomorrow. U2. They're all right. Right, do you want to know more great shops that gave away the Chris Moyles special chicken curry and rice sandwich yesterday?
Yes, yes, please.
Here we go.
This is Lee from Pompey Baps in Pompey. Put your recipe on the menu. It sold like hotcakes. We sold 14 at the moment. I'm going strong. I'm looking forward to some more ideas from you guys and some more dessert menus from Comedy Dave.
Hey, it's Lou and Matt from The Ship here in Lou and Cornwall. We've got Chris Moyles' special of chicken curry and rice sandwiches on our special sport today. And surprisingly, they're selling like hot pasties. The only thing is, people are eating all the rice and curry and leaving the bread. Thanks, Moyles, for a great recipe. We might make it regular.
Hi, Chris. This is Paul from the New England Deli in Brighton. On my special's board today, already next to the famous pie witch, is the chicken and curry and rice witch. I've sold three today. They've gone down a storm. Love life, love sandwiches.
Yeah! Get in, my friend.
Love life, love sandwiches.
It's the new phrase for a new generation.
Love life, love sandwiches.
That's right.
I don't want a love sandwich.
What?
Chris Moyles knows the stars. He knows Dale and Anton Deck. And Vernon, Tess and Richard. And Will and Gareth Gay.
This tastes really awful. Love sandwiches.
Robin, Abbott, Liam, Nolan, Roy Walker and Davina, and he's finally met this line.
That's what happens when you go for lunch with Alan.
The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Love life, love sandwiches.
And yours.
Love life, love sandwiches.
And yours, I could teach you, but I have to charge my milk.
Razorlight, Vice, 8:44. Radio 1, in the morning, I'm Chris Moyles. Man flu, I have man flu, that's man flu. I'm a lot worse than you. I'm starting to think...
I'm clearing up, though, but that's because...
you've got a cold.
I've been looking after myself, you see.
Right, let's go through... we don't normally go through the newspapers, but I'm going to go through the newspapers.
Okay.
I'm going to go through the Daily Star, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Daily Star. It's the news to gossip depicts the sport.
Is it still who are?
No, I don't think so. Picture of Abby Titmus on the front page of the Daily Star. Now.
She's on the front page of everything at the moment.
Abby Titmus, okay. We all know why she's famous, right? But apparently she does this show on... fancy channel or something. Do you know anybody who's ever seen it?
No.
Never seen it. I mean, the fancy channel wants to send up some videos, I'll review it. Mm. You know, but
so we know what we're talking about.
Yeah. But I like the look of Abby Titmus. And I've said this before, right? I didn't know, you know, I watched the Hell's Kitchen and I thought she came across really nice.
Mm.
You know, and I got so used to seeing her without any makeup on or very little makeup on and all looking tired and hot and sweaty from working in the kitchen. And then he went up in the magazine like Nuts or whatever or Zoo and there she is kind of in her underwear with her legs wide open with a mop or something. And I'm like, it just doesn't suit her, being old slutty.
She's on the front of both of them at the moment. Have you seen that? News agents, yeah.
I think she seems like a very intelligent, nice girl. Then why does she feel the need to be all slutty? I've no idea. Mm. That said, you would, wouldn't you?
Mm.
Okay, so then move on. Page three, girl today in the Daily Star is Nicola, who once came in and read our sport news in the
afternoon. Was it her, Nicola McLean?
Yeah. She's a lovely girl. And a mum. She came in with a mum.
They were both lovely people.
Wayne Rooney splashed out £10,000 on Harvey Nicks to get some nice new clothes.
Mm.
And there's a photograph of him in a suit. And he looks very smart.
It's nice.
However, I do like the artistic license that newspaper journalists take on. John Mahoney writes, fashion flop football ace Wayne Rooney splashed out £10,000 on a new wardrobe in a bid to shake off his Shrek image. Now, I don't know Wayne Rooney, but I would put money on it that he didn't buy a suit so he can get rid of his Shrek image. Because if that was true, he'd have pinned back his ears.
Hmm.
Just a thought, right? Continue. EastEnders has its lowest ever viewing figures. A lot of people are talking about EastEnders. Well, everyone's talking about it. Nobody's watching it. And I could sort it all out tomorrow, EastEnders. Absolutely sort it all out. Should I tell you the problem with EastEnders?
What?
It's boring. It's boring and it's rubbish.
But this is why they've got a new boss in, who she's got new character ideas and new plot ideas, and it's supposed to be going from bad to good.
Yeah, this woman left, didn't she? She quit.
Louise Berridge, wasn't it?
Yeah, given some kind of weak excuse.
Well, she's off to do more different projects, yeah. Or other challenges, I think is the phrase.
But instead, this always goes, it's like a, you know, a roller coaster. Sometimes it's great, sometimes it's rubbish. But that's all soaps like that. We should write it. All right, then next page is Denise Van Outen looking gorgeous.
Oh, in New York?
Yeah.
With hot pants on.
She's a lovely girl. Denise Van Outen. Rubbish on the telly, God love her. But she's beautiful, and she's a really nice girl. I like her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next page, Naomi Campbell. Who's ever found her attractive?
Not me.
Who's ever fancied Naomi Campbell? I don't get it.
Did you see her on Parky the other week?
No.
Sort of trying to explain how ordinary she is, and
I don't get it. I don't get her at all. Seriously. And then you get to the goss, right? And there's lots of stories in there about stuff. And there's a story about Natalie Appleton, who wants Nicole Appleton to stay with Liam Gallagher. Apparently, these two are separated.
Are they?
Up. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
However, I like the Daily Star, which is why I've just plugged all the other good bits of the paper, okay?
1, 2, 3, kick.
Former All Saint Natalie Appleton has pleaded with her sister Nicole to save her troubled relationship with Liam Gallagher, right? She told Nick, who recently split with fiancé 4 years, to sort things out to ensure the sister act stays in the public eye. A friend of the 31-year-old Liam revealed, Natalie is trying to get Nicole to get Liam back. Obviously, she wants her to be happy, so that is part of her reasoning. But she's also aware the split could spell the end of any hopes of the girls' band Appleton ever making it again. Now, I'm sorry.
I was under the impression, rightly or wrongly, that they'd kind of done with that, you know? They're both mothers and family people now.
Liam is a huge star and Nat and Nick used to be, but since All Saints split up, this is a quote, by the way, from a friend of Liam. But since All Saints split up and their two-piece band didn't really enjoy any long-term success, they have been getting frustrated because they like being famous so much. I don't know, but I'm going to stick my head out, and I apologise if I'm wrong, but I think that's a made-up story. And I think that's a made-up quote. I've met the Appletons. I don't know them very well, right? But they're very nice. And I don't think that Natalie would want her sister to get back with Liam just so they can make be famous again. What a load of crap! And by the way, nobody talks like that. Newspaper journalists, when you write, when you make up a quote, because we know you do, and you say, a friend says, an insider says, a mole says, write it in the way that a human being speaks. Apparently this is a quote, but since All Saints split up, and their two-piece band didn't really enjoy any long-term success, what a, why say it's a two-piece band? You wouldn't say that, ever. It's a made-up quote. Pull yourselves together. I hope that Nicole and Liam get back together. If they don't, by the way, I'll go out with them.
That's very gallant of you.
No, and I'll be honest, because our last fancy's Liam. So, you know, Sophie can go out with Liam for a bit, and I'll go out with Nicole.
I didn't know you into swapsies.
No, I'm not really. But, you know, mate, Sophie goes out with Liam, free tickets for Oasis concert. Gotta look at it that way, man.
I hadn't thought of it like that.
You see? Gotta think of these things. Anyway, there you go. And a picture of Natalie Appleton looking very foxy. Look.
She does, actually.
She's very...
They're both very attractive
they're
women.
They're very pretty
they're
ladies.
Pretty lady.
And, by the way, picture of Liam Gallagher looking gay. Hello.
We're just trying to say that he doesn't look gay at
looking
all.
Looking very, very cool.
Not gay.
Yeah. I'm not gay, I wrote, but Liam looks very cool in that photo.
Right.
I will bail out this link now. Just on the off chance that anyone's listening who knows Liam, please don't tell him I said he looks very gay. I meant to say he looks very cool. Please, don't. I'm sorry, Sophie, I've just blown all your chances now.
One Life on Radio 1.
Stop laughing at me. I didn't actually say it, right? I didn't actually say it.
You did.
I didn't. Liam Gallagher looks very cool in the Daily Star today, is what I was meaning to say.
Said he looks gay.
I did not say he looks gay. The best thing was during Avril Lavigne, Dave goes, just imagine Liam eating his cereal going, what? I'm not gay. Do your impression again. It's
no, it's a visual,
do it,
though.
Do it.
I just imagine Noel as well sitting in his home eating his cereal, laughing.
I was going to say something himself laughing, but that would be rude.
Oh, dear. Longman has texted in, by the way. 30% takings increase yesterday. Will you say thanks to everyone, please? Thanks to everyone who went to see a Longman yesterday in Woodlane Stores.
Do you know, I'm amazed that no one has actually sent us in any curry butties. Because we haven't even tried our new invention, have we?
Yeah, I know. But I'll just say, by the way, in the Radio 1 building, Juliet has the Lurgy. However, outside is a different story.
You gave me the challenge to Tig, a member of the public, with the Lurgy.
Yes.
The first woman wasn't quite playing ball and didn't get it. Here she is.
Do you listen to the Chris Moyle Show?
No, I don't have any TV.
You have no TV. Okay, bye-bye.
Great. She hasn't got a television, so of course wouldn't listen to this radio show. That's crazy. But I did meet a member of the public and confronted him.
I've got the Lurgy. All right, so if I was to give you the Lurgy, would you be able to then give other people the Lurgy, and then perhaps tomorrow we can meet back here and we could give each other... Will you give me the Lurgy back?
I can do, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Tig, you've got the Lurgy. Yeah?
All right.
What's your name?
Ben.
Ben. Best of luck. May the Lurgy be with you.
And with you.
We were with you.
Now, he's going to come back to reception tomorrow about the same sort of time.
Is he really?
And Tig me.
Back to you.
And therefore I can Tig you lot.
All right, this is
good.
I wonder how many people he'll be able to pass the Lurgy on to.
Well, he was very excited.
He sounded it.
Okay, yes.
I'd like to want to hear that first woman again, if that's all right.
Okay.
Do you listen to the Chris Moyle Show?
No, I don't have any TV.
You have no TV. Okay, bye-bye.
Hello.
Oh, that's great. Do you watch The Bill? No, I don't have any radios. Right, Dave, Genius Link, heading into today's Genius Link from yesterday's Genius Link, Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight.
Rapper's Delight was released in 1979, the same year that The Knack had a big hit with My Sharona. Sharona rhymes with Corona, which is both a type of pop and also the name of the band responsible for the rhythm of the night. Night is a word associated with owls. Owls in the world of football refer to Sheffield Wednesday, who look set to appoint former Plymouth and Southampton boss Paul Sturrock as their new manager. The manager picks the team. There's no I in team, nor are there any W's, L's or P's. P's provide a good accompaniment to pies. Pies need to be cooked in the oven. Oven work should always be carried out using appropriate oven gloves. If you remove the G of gloves and replace it with a C, you get cloves, which is how garlic grows. Stop throwing stuff at me. Garlic is used heavily in much Mediterranean cooking in countries such as Italy and Spain and stuff. And Italy and Spain both enjoy a pleasant climate, making them affordable and accessible locations for a short mini break if you fancy spending, say, 7 days in the sun. Which brings us to this morning's Tea to Sync track. It is, of course, 7 Days in the Sun by the Mighty Feeder.
Fantastic. And you read that while we all threw rolled up a piece of paper at you?
Like that.
Yeah. Thanks very much. Here we go then, all right. Great record from Feeder, 7 Days in the Sun, Seamless.
Yes. Although,
yeah,
a lot of stupid people thinking I've made a mistake saying that Corona is actually a beer and not pop. However, it is both.
Yes.
I was talking about the pop.
I like Corona beer, but I haven't had Corona pop for a long time. Did Corona also have Try Me Out? Wasn't that theirs?
No.
Try me out.
Hang on.
Try me out.
What's that then?
What's that one? Yeah, thanks. Josh, who has the lurgy?
Dominic does.
Dominic has the lurgy. It's carrying on. What did you say about the guy from Feeder as well?
Me?
No, you said to me off the air.
Oh, no, apparently there was a story in the paper yesterday saying that Mark from Feeder is going out with Saran Jones and Curry.
And so Rachel immediately, weirdly, goes on for a photo search of said woman, and we found a cracking photo of her. Even Rachel said, of course you've got great breasts.
I did not.
Oh, no, sorry.
She does look nice.
I said that, didn't I?
Yeah. It's a cracking picture, isn't it?
And then Rachel told us off for talking about ladies too much.
As you both leer round the
screen. No, leering's a rude
let's have a look,
word.
Then.
No, we didn't. We can just appreciate the beauty in women. You know? You'd be upset if we didn't notice. We commented on your boots this morning and your new top.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, and your hair.
Your hair looks nice.
Mm.
The thing is with Dave and I, we love the ladies. And, you know, and some people see that as a negative thing, but it's not a positive thing. And by the way, we don't love all the ladies.
Some are mooses.
Yeah, those manky...
I know, I've heard those comments as well.
Apricocker pigs. No, I'm not interested. But, you know, nice, sexy, tidy packages, we're interested in.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a hobby.
Well,
it's just life, really.
It's a vocation, you know?
We were sent down here, right?
To stare at women's breasts.
Yeah.
Seriously, like Superman was sent down to Earth for whatever reason. We were born...
Sent down to London.
That's right, to check out the hot ladies.
I don't know what the world would do without you both.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, you know you're right.
It's our time of the show. It's a bit where Dave says,
let's get ready to rumble.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like...
You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat in a barber shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flats and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right when you're lying in bed at night watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
Else to do.
Oh, love that. Love that. It's William Shatner and Ben Folds off the Ben Folds 5. And their interpretation of common people.
Top track.
Do you know, I'm a little bit miffed at what Rachel just accused us of.
I just don't like the word leering. I think it's an ugly word.
Can I just say today, I have stuck up for the Appletons,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? I have discussed how beautiful and lovely you're looking today.
Yeah.
We've talked about sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about newspapers and journalism.
And your man flu.
Man flu, yeah. And I haven't really gone on about breasts at all today.
We've probably done more this morning for the female movement than the suffragettes. You're sticking up for all sorts of women, honestly.
I don't know much about American football.
Do you know, like, the was it the flapper movement or something where they chained themselves to lampposts?
Emily Pankhurst.
Yeah, all that. Well, you know.
What?
Emily
Pancakes?
No, Hurst.
What about her?
She chained herself to the...
Why?
To fight for women's rights.
Yeah. And she chained herself to where?
Lampposts or railings or something,
yeah,
wasn't
railings,
it?
Yeah.
Was she on a head night?
No.
Why did she chain herself to a lamppost?
Oh.
What's the point of that?
Wasn't her that burnt her bra, was it? That was different.
Well, who's burning the bras? You be careful. You could get burnt nipples.
A bit like her. Do you remember, like, Chardonnay or footballers' wives?
Cost a lot of money
because,
as well.
Do you remember, she set fire to hers with a candelabra.
Why would you set fire to your bra?
I wouldn't. They're too expensive.
You know what I mean? Do you remember that time you came to the Producer Saturday show and you were wearing your space bra? Seriously, she goes like this. It's like a wooden...
It can survive re-entry.
Explain that.
So to speak. I mean, from space, obviously.
Reinforced on the side.
Have you still got your space bra?
No, I threw it.
Why? Why? I never understood this. Why would you need a bra to go to space?
It was all to do with the materials, wasn't it?
Yeah, but... It's the same thing that they make nose cones out of for shuttles.
Maybe. And they've got the spare fuel.
What did it do? Why was it so special?
I don't know.
It kind of just... Help support.
Held them, right. It's made of wood.
Yeah.
Seriously, she goes, look, she's like this, tapping it.
How much support do you need?
Quite a lot.
Stop talking about breast raising.
Yeah, it's so crude.
You're obsessed,
sometimes.
For God's sake.
Even my mum noticed the other day how much you talk about it.
I tell you what, though, you know, we mentioned Babe Station the other day, right? Not one phone call inviting us on as guest hosts.
Or videos.
Not, you know what I mean?
Nothing.
Granted, it's a show that women, where women sit up there and talk to the viewers and read out their text messages, but you'd have thought they'd have had us on as a special guest.
Bloke Station. We could go on there, you know, and we could tease and tantalise the women of Britain.
That would be great. Julie's texting, and Dave, she wants you to go, "Ooh, you sexy lady," to her.
"Ooh, you sexy lady,"
brilliant,
Julie.
Brilliant.
Oh, I'm touching my knee.
Oh, Tracy wants me to to ping my boxer shorts. All right, here we go, my darling. You ready? Oh, tiger.
What do you think? Would that do it for you?
Women would subscribe, put that on pay-per-view, we'd be millionaires.
Bloke Station, that's ours, by the way. Let's start nicking that, Bravo.
Copyright 23rd of September 2004, thank you.
Bloke Station.
Is that the next show plot, then?
Yeah,
Bloke Station.
Telling you.
Well, we've got some sexy things for you coming up tonight, blokes. We've got some football, a kebab, and some Stella. That's aimed at women, though, isn't it? See, we know what what the ladies want.
All these ladettes.
I know you do, yeah.
Yeah.
Take
Joss, for example, right?
Oh, don't.
I can make Joss turn to jelly. Even
she's
with
scared
a cold.
Of you, that's why.
I can't even say jelly. Right?
Jelly.
Yeah. Watch this. Watch. Stay where you are, Joss. Watch this.
Brace yourself.
Oh, no.
No, not oh, no. Watch my man's skill. Okay, you ready?
If you tickle me, then I will turn to Joss.
Joss, you can report him.
Okay.
It's when she laughs. Because people like Joss's laugh.
No.
Now, how's that? You're jelly, right? You're jelly. You're jelly. That's right. You're
I'm
jelly.
I'm trying to keep very rigid, though, to stop.
Well.
Guess what?
That makes one of us.
Listen to that, look. Now, see?
Hey, leave her alone. Come on.
What?
Hey. Back in your chair.
Get off me.
Get off me. I'll smack you.
Give out.
Hey?
Right, so you're ticklish.
No. Okay. Get off me. I'll report you.
What for?
For tickling me.
That was good. Yeah, so, you know, no invite to Babe Station. Even though Greyhead's working at the Fancy Channel or whatever, you'd have thought, you know, we'd have had an invite from those people. Nothing. We talked about... Right, do you know when you named the Page Three girls yesterday and how old they were, where they're from, when you played the Page Three game, right? Not one of the Page Three girls we mentioned said, hi, thanks for the mention today.
I know.
Feel free to come around and take some photos. Nothing at all, nothing, Rachel.
I'm surprised.
We're helping them keep their careers up.
Abby Titmus, all the nice things were said about her. Not once has she said, do you fancy coming around to watch a video? Not once. I'll make a video. One or the other. Rachel.
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
UK's official number one. Shut up.
The official chart.
Select from four.
This is Radio 1.
Oh, my God. Who made that? That's crap. Huh? Is it 10-year-olds in the production studio? What?
We haven't finished talking.
I haven't finished talking. I was going to say, did we ever find out what happened to Tara from Birmingham?
No.
But I can't discuss that now because...
The vocal's going to kick in.
Eric's going to sing in a second. Calories, calories.
I always think this sounds like Cuddle Me.
Cuddle Me?
Mm.
No. Lean back, come on. It's the Bacon song.
Hmm? Yeah. Lean back. Did you get it, Rachel? Yeah. See what we did there?
Oh,
lean back, you see. Not middle bacon or streaky.
I tell you what, Rachel, I went to this pub last night. How weird is this, right?
Yeah.
Sign on the bar, free beer, right? If you can get the meat down. And there's meat hanging off bits of string out the ceiling of the pub. Free beer all night.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't do it, the stakes are too high.
That's dreadful.
That's an old Mitch joke, that.
It's rubbish.
Eh? You don't know any jokes, though, Dave.
I know.
You know one, it lasts about an hour long, and it's rude.
I was told a really funny one last week, and I can't remember it.
I hate people who say that. Then why mention that?
I'll have to text somebody to find out what it was.
What should we just do? Just pad till you get your text back?
No, I'll tell you later.
Hey?
You must know a doctor-doctor joke or something, Dave.
Doctor-doctor, I feel like too tense. No, that's not
right. Have you heard about the magic tractor?
No.
It went down the lane and turned into a field. That's my favourite one.
I don't like jokes like that.
Well, they're great when you're five. You know, why did the sausage roll and all that?
Why?
So, because it saw the apple turnover.
Yeah.
Those... Oh, Rachel, seriously, you just laughed.
I love jokes like that. They're hilarious.
Doctor, doctor, I feel like a pair of curtains.
Well, pull yourself together then. You see, I know that one as well.
I always think that if you don't know any good jokes, you're better off knowing none.
I do like Doctor Doctor. I've got jelly and ice cream in one ear and custard in the other.
You're trifle deaf.
I love that.
Have you got your text back yet, Rachel?
No, I've just sent it.
Oh, have you?
What about the fellow who goes to the doctors, Rachel? And he says, I think I'm there's something majorly wrong with me, doctor. And he goes, okay, what's the problem? He goes, okay, well, look, if I prod myself on the forehead, all around here on the right-hand side, really, really, really hurts. Mm. Same thing if I prod my cheek on the right-hand side, really, really, really hurts. Same with my stomach. If I prod my stomach, it really hurts, and my knee, and my legs. What the hell is wrong with me? Doctor says, you've broken your finger. Now, those jokes, Rach, come on, you've got to have a bit of that.
I prefer my tractor one.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, so, bloke station, then. Is it worth pursuing or not?
No.
Really?
Apparently, it's already been done.
On what?
Soccer AM.
Oh, who watches that crap? Tim Lovejoy, Chelsea fan. He hates my guts.
He does.
Yeah. I don't know why he hates me. I've never even met him. And we haven't really ever even spoke about him on the air.
No.
And the Colonel and all that.
Nice.
Because for weeks and weeks, before I had Sky, everyone would come up and go, Soccer AM, Milesy. What? I don't know, I haven't seen it. Hey, I haven't seen it, I don't have Sky. But I've seen it.
It's a good show.
It's a great show, actually, I take it back. It's a good show. I like Tim Lovejoy, I think he's good on it. I really do.
Don't like you, though, eh?
Weirdo in real life, apparently. But a great show.
Hmm.
And Helen Chamberlain, she's great. Shouldn't have done that photo shoot, she did for that magazine. Well, seriously, whoa, ropey. But I think, you don't think she's good-looking, do you?
I wouldn't say that exactly. I think when we had a discussion before about whether I fancy her, I think the answer was no. That's not to say she's
good looking. I think she's a good looking lady.
Exactly. You can be good looking but not fanciable to individual people, if you know what I mean.
That's good. That's great. I like that.
I'm married anyway.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a one woman man, aren't you?
That's me.
Yeah, one woman at a time.
So, two students. Spot the difference.
That wasn't me. Please, that was...
It's all just kicked off.
She just banged her head.
She banged her head.
We tried to give... Well, Dave is standing on two pieces of paper so we can't tick him and give him the lurgy. Rachel, you've never seen a man get so violent before while playing tigs off ground. Rachel. He pushed Rachel over twice and then he banged her head.
I never banged her head. She banged... Get away from me. She banged her head when she came up from the table.
That sounds completely wrong.
She was on the floor, you see.
Dave,
what?
Seriously, you're standing on two...
Get off me.
Look at it, look. And this is why you're banned from several pubs in the UK.
I've never played...
Isle of Wight.
Tigs off ground. In the pub.
Hang on a second, hang on, this is good. Hang on, look.
Hey, this is not entertainment.
If you push on me, look, I can slide you across the studio. Seriously, look.
Get off, that's cheating.
See, I've been training, I'm getting stronger.
Hey, you are strong.
Yeah.
Ready? Go on, go away
and
now.
And again, I like this, is a good game. Okay, ready? And hang on. And that's it. No, just push, don't...
I am pushing
just,
you.
That's it. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Radio 1. I'm Chris.
I'm Dave.
And we're here until 10 o'clock. And Joe Wiley is on at 10.
Go away.
You have both gone purple.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
very
sorry,
disconcerting.
No, the news.
I think you win, Dave.
I know.
You're also the only thing on Radio 1 right now. You see, Mike, look at my arm. Red my arm is now.
Well, don't try and mess.
Go on.
I fought both of you off.
It's funny when Rachel rolled over like a sausage roll.
You pushed her over.
Yeah, but she was
and you banged her head.
I never banged her head. She was
you
trying
did.
To take my feet away, so I just, you know, palmed her off. Oh, that sounds wrong as well.
9:31.
Do you know, I'm going to leave now.
Yeah, I think
right?
You should.
Bye.
I apologise about Dave's childish behaviour. Seriously, how red raw am I now from that slapper? Look at that. Arms looking good, though, aren't they, Rich?
Beautiful.
Thank you. Apologise about that, ladies and gentlemen. Let's move on. Josh Stone and you two coming up in Car Park Catchphrase. Let's get some news of sport with Dom and Julia. It's 9:31.
A video is released of a British hostage in Iraq asking for help to save him.
And it's a setback for Sparky at Blackburn.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
Radio 1.
It's now 9:35.
If we all just... jump Dave now. If we all just run at him and push him over, he will go over.
Mm-hmm. Rachel, don't make me hurt you.
You can't hurt a woman.
No, listen, can I just explain? Just please, stand back for a second.
Juliet, if you go from one side, Rachel goes for the other, then...
Wait. Hey, listen, ladies.
Distraction tactics.
Get off! Get off!
Dom, get ready.
Get off!
I just need the other foot.
Get off! That is cheating. You can't have two girls on one guy at a time.
You love it.
Dave is being attacked by Juliet and Rachel. Dominic?
He's strong.
Yeah? Did you not get him?
I'll give you that. No, right. I didn't.
Get off!
He's not that strong.
Don't make me hurt you, Jules.
How can you not get Dave on the ground?
You get that, ladies.
There's three... Dominic's... Dominic has now joined in. There are now three people trying to get Dave's feet on the ground.
I could sue!
Yes!
Did he get him?
Dave's now got it.
Yeah!
I had the lurgy.
Yes! That is Boyd.
You've got the lurgy, Dave. And it's, of course, because it's Thursday, it's lurgy finishes at 9:37 day.
That's right. International law.
You're not that strong, Dave.
Hey?
You're not that strong.
I didn't want to hurt you, Jules.
Pathetic.
Jules, how do you feel about your twosome with Rachel to get Dave on the ground?
Hard.
Yeah?
Right. Absolutely.
No diggity.
No doubt.
Oh, dear. So childish. So very, very childish. But great fun. So you've got the leggy now, Dave?
Well, apparently so.
Yeah.
That's actually a decent workout.
Dave, look.
What? Oh, well, I'll get him in a minute when he comes out the toilet.
He's not, he's going upstairs to news, but he's done now. Chase, Mr. Chance.
Toby the news editor.
Yeah, chase him up there.
I'll just get Joss in a minute.
We will play Jingle, then we'll play two records, and I promise there will be no more of Dave's panting after this one last pant. There you go.
Chris Miles is on the air. He's the man with all your needs. He loves to make you happy, and he wants to play for Leeds. Because of Chris's voice, you'll wake up feeling smiley. He's thin and strong and dead, dead hard and fancied by Joe Wiley.
Joe Wiley wants me.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
You have me, you lost me, you're wasting, you're causing.
Rachel has the lurgy. I repeat, Rachel now has the lurgy.
You nearly had it, though.
Serves you right. The hunter becomes the hunted. I just think we should all just simmer down now, because it's landing tears, yeah. Rachel.
Yeah, I'll probably end up getting hurt.
So far, radio's been the winner, but soon you could end up in casualty.
I'd love that show.
Casualty.
Casualty.
Oh. It's a great North Run this weekend.
Is it?
Yeah. 2 years ago I did it. I still hold a record at Radio 1 for the fastest time, unbelievably. And I think Scott is doing it again.
He is doing it.
Still got to beat my time, though.
What'd you get?
Hey? What did I do it in?
What did you do it in?
A taxi.
There you go.
Thank you. Week and a half. No, just under 2 hours.
That's very good.
I think 157, was it?
Don't know. 150-something.
So there you go. Couldn't do it now. Couldn't run a bath. Just got a text from the Prince of Stoke.
Prince of Stoke.
Mark Bright.
Oh, right.
You said, are you running it again?
There's no way. What?
You having a laugh? I beat Stubbsy, though, I think.
I think you did.
I think Motti beat me.
Motti beats everybody, though.
It's very quick. And Gordon Ramsay did it as well, I think. Man alive, is he fit. I think he did it in, like, you know, 25 minutes or something ridiculous. Very fit. Of course, when it comes to marathons, Rachel's your woman for that.
Hello.
I've done the London Marathon, you know. 3 years, non-stop, every day. How are you, Rachel?
Four.
I've done the London Marathon.
Four.
What?
4 years ago.
I meant how long you've been talking about it for. You don't really talk about it as much these days, do you?
You talk about it more than I do.
Done the London Marathon, you know.
I was just thinking maybe we should all do it next year.
What, the marathon?
You're joking. Forget it.
I don't mind doing the marathon if we can have a pint in every pub on the way round.
We could do it slowly. Might take a long time, though, if we stopped.
You can do it slowly, like that fella in the diving suit the other year. He did it, like, in a week. We could do that, but just not in the diving suit.
Mm. Or we could not bother.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's fun.
How would you sponsor me to not do the London Marathon? Yeah. No problem. £1 fix, that'll do.
I think the idea of having a pint in every pub along the route's quite a good one, though.
How many pubs are there?
Don't know.
There's a lot.
Could be lethal.
There are a lot.
Do one pub every mile.
Yeah. That's 26 pints of beer.
Well, you just have a half.
You don't have to have a pint of beer. Wait, or cider.
That's true, though. That'll be fine.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just a snake bite for me, please.
Or you just have a pint in the odd number by odd pubs.
Yeah, you know, like ones and threes and fives. Mm.
Yeah. Sevens, nines, elevens. Mm. Mm.
Those sort of pubs.
Do you mean 13s and 15s?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All of those.
17, 19, 21, you know those.
23, yeah, 25,
25, yeah. 27. No, that'd be it. There's only 26 bars in there. Oh, yeah.
Rachel's got the lurgy, takes off round. Rachel's got the lurgy, takes off round. Rachel's got the lurgy.
It's time for Car Park Catch Biz, and here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, lurgy fans.
What's that smell?
Oh, dear. Oh. What is it? What is it?
It's very pungent. It smells like lurgy. Like a lurgy girl. Like a girl with a lurgy.
Tell you what, Roy.
Well, that's not very nice.
He's not enjoying the picking on Rachel today. So, morning, Roy.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I am very well, thank you.
That's a nice shirt you're wearing, Mr. Moyles.
Thank you. This is another one of, this is another Jake's shirt. So there you go.
Nice shirt, Chris.
Thank you very, very much. I'd like to say good morning, Dominic.
Hello, Roy. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Life is good.
Good. What have you got in store for you today? What a rubbish question. What are you doing today, Roy? You crazy man. Hello.
Shut up.
Okay.
Don't ask him questions. Ask him another question that we may have an answer to.
Okay. Are you a fan of Rachel? The producer of the show.
Well, of course.
Good.
Thank you. Anything else?
No, that's all I want to know.
Dave?
Good morning, Roy.
Good morning.
How is your life?
Life is good.
Thank you.
Right. Rachel, would you like to ask Roy anything?
No.
You miserable cow.
She's got the hum now because she's got the lurgy.
Exactly.
Bad loser.
Would you like to talk to Rachel?
Frankly, I'd rather stick a fork in my eye.
Fair enough.
Welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Ed and I'm from Carrickfergus.
Hooray! What do you do, my friend?
Well, I live in Stoke and I work in Chester for a training company.
Whereabouts in Stoke do you live?
Near your old haunts, Chris. Just near Signal One.
God.
Hello.
What a bizarre year of my life that was, living and working in Stoke-on-Trent.
I know, what a nightmare.
Man.
I had to come out to Chester, I couldn't cope with it.
Where do you actually live?
On Colden Road in Stoke.
Oh, I know that very well, it's very rough.
It is, yeah it is.
Hey, that much broken glass around there, even the sandals walk around with...
even the sandals walk around with all stations. What?
It's one of those surreal jokes, Dave. What are you driving?
I'm driving a Seat Leon.
Ooh. Yes.
Nice wheels.
There you go.
Down the end.
All right. And let's see your car horn, please.
Ooh.
I tell you.
She sounds lovely.
That's a man, right? A man. All right, hang on there, Red.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Good morning, Chris. My name's Darren and I'm from Stockport.
Hey! There you go.
She sounds lovely.
She sounds lovely. All right, Roy. What do you do, Darren?
I'm a kitchen cleaner, Chris.
A kitchen cleaner?
Yeah.
When I'm cleaning kitchens.
And are you working today?
I've just finished. I've just come off a night shift.
Oh, how was it?
It was a bit rough, long, dirty.
Mm. Was it?
Not the best job in the world, but not bad.
No. It could be worse.
How could it be worse?
You could be Dominic.
That's harsh.
And then you'd be bald. And everyone would walk past you in the street and point and go, there goes the tall, bald man.
Perhaps, and I wouldn't want that, would I, Chris?
You wouldn't want that at all.
Perhaps Darren is bald.
He's not, though. He's got a full head of hair, haven't you, Darren?
I do, Chris, yeah.
He's got really long hair all the way down his back. Not on his head, but all the way down his back. What are you driving?
I'm in a white Ford Transit Connect van, Chris.
Nice wheels.
Let's hear your horn. Okay. Let's hear yours again, Ed. Okay, Ed's slightly higher.
Yeah.
Ed, are you ready?
I am indeed.
Darren, are you ready?
Certainly am, Chris.
Horns at the ready, fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catch Frizz.
Okay, best of three. I'd like to say good luck to both our contestants today. That's good luck to both our contestants.
Cheers, Chris.
That's all right, my darlings. Are you ready?
Yep.
Eyes down, looking. Let's go. Oh, dear. Looks like Mr. Fish is in a spot of pain, which I think might be his piles playing up again. Strange that I would think that, though, isn't it? Yeah, he doesn't look comfortable at all. I think he needs to get some of that ointment on them. So, there he is, going into the bathroom. He's going to the cabinet to look for his ointment. But, hang on, what? Oh, my... he's opened up the ointment. You'll never believe what he's found. He's found a fly. It was just Darren, I think.
Is it a fly in the ointment, Chris?
Is it a fly in the ointment?
You're right! Hey! You're good.
Absolute genius. You're so quick, the pair of you.
Yeah.
One to Darren, none to Ed.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is taking part in his first ever professional wrestling bout tonight. Like all wrestlers, he's got a scary stage name, calling himself The Big Fish. And he's fighting the formidable world champion known only as The Apple Cart. He's talking tactics with his trainer, who tells Mr. Fish just to remember one thing. Don't upset him. It's Darren again!
Don't upset the apple cart.
You're a winner!
You're right!
That was easy, actually. No competition,
I tell you,
it's
massively easy. Hang on a second. Ed, I'm sorry about that.
No, I deserve to lose. That was pathetic.
You do, don't you? Oh, chase me. Anyway, have a lovely day, Ed.
And you. See you again.
All right, bye-bye, Ed. Sorry, bye-bye. See ya. All right, bye-bye. Weirdo. Well done, then, Darren.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Oh, yes. Congratulations, you've won a weekend in Carrickfergus with Ed.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. where you'll be able to... Well, whatever. Anyway, have a lovely weekend.
You too, Chris. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Toronto.
What are you laughing at?
He just tickles me. Not literally.
Does he?
No.
Well, have you been able to count Fergus as well?
Not physically tickled.
Oh, okay, all right, that's fine. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving. He's waving. He's waving.
Don't be so quick to walk away.
Juliet. Next to you. Scott's got the lurgy. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Sucker punch.
Scott from online. Fishy in the dishy when the board comes in. Has got the lurgy. How do you feel, Scott? Stupid?
Rubbish.
Okay. And stupid, I'd imagine. Thanks for listening to the show today. It was a bit, I call it eclectic today.
Mm.
You know?
There was something there for everybody.
Yes. Hopefully for management as well. And fingers crossed I'll be back on again tomorrow morning with more Man Flu. And the first play of the new U2 single tomorrow morning. Very exciting. Colin Heath later, Scott Mills later, coming up next. The gorgeous and beautiful... sexy Joe Wiley. Enjoy your Thursday. Goodbye.